Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm coming to you with the December energy update. Guys, we are at the last month of this year. It has flown by. And so let's get into it. So as I stated in the November energy update, it's time to grow or it's time to go. And there is so much loss happening on the planet. Much since 2020 and the pandemic, there is just such a major transition happening. So there's still a lot of loss and grief that will be continuing to process in your own life and in the collective. And in your own life, it may look something like grieving that you didn't get the parents that you really needed, or that you don't have the life you thought you were going to have. So these are the feelings that I want you to be aware of that will be processing in this last month of this year. In my own life, my amazing grandmother chose to make her transition on November 20th. Those that knew me well knew that she was a massive role in my life, and I really look forward to connecting with her where she is now once I'm through this grieving process. So it's been a very intense time, but I also feel this essence of new beginning on the horizon. So many doors are sort of closing that we need to let close and look for where that manifests, like habits that are no longer working, friendships that are no longer working, places to live, jobs. Let those doors close and allow the end of an era and an opening to a new era. And that is the feeling I get for going into 2024. December feels like a little bit of a transitional month. It's gearing up for a new year because we're moving from like emotional deep Scorpio, which is fun, and into like this free Sagittarius. I'm sorry, Scorpio is not fun. Scorpio is deep. And we're moving into fun, free Sagittarius energy, which sort of gives us the space, because it's a little lighter, to go through feelings in a less painful way, if that makes sense. So Sagittarius is another fire sign. So it's a great month to, like I said, where is your passion? It's time to sort of reconnect with desire, reconnect with what makes you feel alive. If you've been feeling complacent or depressed, this is the time to light a fire under your passions, okay? I always say this equation, guys, because so much of us, as we get older, dumb down our desire. And the equation is desire plus belief or expectation equals manifestation. So a lot of times, all you have to do is really goose up your desire in order for something to manifest. But if you're looking at what is and you expect things not to work out, they're not going to work out because you're not goosing up your desire for things to work out. So that's something to also think about. This is a great time to sort of replenish your spirit. There's a book called The Bucket Filler for my kids. And I always think about this book of like what drains your bucket and what fills your bucket, and really paying attention to what fills your bucket. Take more time to search for and reach for enthusiasm. Okay. I had an amazing time going to an Abraham workshop with my husband, and this new perspective she's bringing in is about awarenessing or reacting. So asking yourself, am I reacting to something from old programming, or am I seeing this from the higher perspective? Am I aware of what's really going on? And awarenessing is about seeing the big picture. It's knowing that it's here for you. It's moving into allowing and accepting quicker. It's really letting yourself go, oh, I see how this happened. Oh, that was me. Okay, that's okay. I can change it. And this is going to be such a powerful perspective moving into the new year. So as you goose up your passion and desire, it's more likely that you will override your resistance. So that's really what I'm wanting to look for. You can't just delete all your resistance at once, but you can focus more on what you want and why. Because it's such an intense time, and there's so much potential to allow your life to expand right now. So the journey for so many of us is to find our place of empowerment. All negative motion is based in the illusion that we have no power. So depression is power perceived to be in the past. Anxiety is no power control of the future. Blame is other people have the power. Rage is I have no power. Okay, so really pay attention to how can I empower myself instead of diminish myself. Because this is going to be really important in the new year, because there's still going to be on the collective this rampant feeling of powerlessness. And
us as individuals, we can really help shift that if we have our own power and help empower others, because that's really our role. Always in December, I encourage you to get ahead of the new year. Set intentions for the new year. How do you want to feel in the new year? What do you want to do in the new year? What do you want to experience? How do you want to feel about yourself? What kind of people do you want to call in? What kind of money do you want to call in? I always find it helpful and fun to do this in December, just in preparation of the new year. Most of you know, I usually do a New Year's special. This year I'm doing a 30-minute New Year's special, but I'm starting it in January. Due to my grandmother's passing, December is very busy for us, and so I will not be able to have as much time as I do in December. So I am doing that special in January. So typically, my sessions for 30 minutes are $150, and they will now be $115 for the month of January. So if you want to book those, go ahead and email me. They will be January only. Okay, guys, it's usually a year ahead reading, so I'll go into mostly the year ahead. So that's really the special. But of course, if there's something you want to work on, I'm always happy to focus on that. Wishing you an amazing holiday season and many blessings.